You're listening to The Nerd Cave Show, coming to you live from Audio Crazy's living room, where I tied up the beard and he's sitting in the back. Shush, beard, drink your happy juice. You can follow us on www.nerdcaveshow.com, or you can go to Facebook at facebook.com/nerdcaveshow. And now, on with the show.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is now time for The Nerd Cave Show. Welcome. We've missed you. We weren't here last week. It was heartbreaking. But
I couldn't hold a straight face for very long, damn it.
I am the Beard and Gary, sitting across from the audiophile that makes listening to anything worthwhile. Audio Crazy, my good friend Ray, and I think the show is on.
It is. Good evening, everybody, and welcome to another wonderful, questionable.
Always questionable.
Nerd Cave Show. Yes. it is an off night because I've been on vacation this week, so my brain is currently in vacation mode.
And, you know, we're coming off of the Christmas time.
Exactly. You know? Exactly.
But it's like that, it's that void kind of, you know, in between Christmas and New Year. It's like the time doesn't really exist. Santa doesn't watch us during this week, so, you know, we can do what we want.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Good evening, everybody. I am so way off because vacation brain.
Yeah.
I've been doing I've been doing a stay vacation. I was going to take off, but then I unfortunately, like, I planned a week vacation because I was, you know, it's holidays. Everybody's gone at the studios. So it's like, hey, I can take a week off and relax and maybe I'll go up to the coast or something. And then I had a few surprise, you know, getting Christmas done and then some other stuff come up and bank account got drained far more than I had hoped.
Yeah.
I also,
it's like, wait, is that a negative symbol? Ah.
Yeah. So, but no, I've been having a very wonderful, relaxing, I haven't gotten nearly as much stuff as I wanted to get done, but I've gotten quite a few things done. I got the build done for, have you guys followed me on,
I saw the video for that thing. That thing is,
we got to talk about that.
Yes.
I got a dude that was angry about it.
Really?
Okay. So yeah, you guys don't follow me on either TikTok or Instagram, AUDIOCRAZ. I recently posted a video. I hadn't done videos. Usually, like, especially my TikTok's become me and my daughter doing baking, me doing computer stuff, you know, me being just being a giant idiot. And, I posted a video. It was a couple of days because a buddy of my Victor dropped off a huge build for me to do. And this was, part of me didn't want to, or it's not that I didn't want to do it. It was the largest, I've never done mining rigs. And the big mining rigs still irk me a little bit because actually getting my hand on cards is mission impossible.
Right.
But for mining rigs, those guys can get their hands on cards whenever they want to.
Right.
But I'm not, I mean, I'm not upset with him. He's got a guy that can get it for him. And he, basically, the latest cards he was able to get his hands on were 3 gigabyte 3090 water cooled. They were Aurora cards. And those are the only things he can get his hands on. So it was like 5 of them.
Wow.
He's hoping to get a 6th one. And he was like, dude, can you build this for me? And he started going nuts because he saw another liquid cooling rig and stuff like that. So he snatched the cards, brought it over to me, and he doesn't like it. The problem is he can do the bulk of it, but he just does not like bending tubes. And for me, it's fine. I can do it all day, every day.
Raise a tube bender.
Yeah, pretty much. Well, the hardline tubing where you bend them in that way.
Yeah.
Rather than using fittings, you have a nice smooth bend to it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so
it's the preferred way to do it, I would imagine.
Exactly. You know? So it was a pretty gnarly setup, a ton of tubing, and it took, if you got anybody who knows the large bottles of EK water blocks, EK cooling, liquid, the coolant and the white stuff. It's like a, I forget what it's called. It was called a white, like almost, it looked like almost like a chalk white.
Yeah. I think it is chalk white.
Yeah.
And I want to say, yeah.
Yeah. Because it looked like milk and it took a bottle and a half, almost bottled 3/4 to fill that loop. It was a lot. And I had to run it overnight, just the pump running overnight just to bleed all the air out of it.
Wow.
because when you got five cards,
I would imagine that's,
yeah, it took some time to get all the air out. So it finally did. You know, we just let it run overnight, and I finally bled all the air out of it, and I got it all put together. I posted a video on TikTok about it.
Yes, you did. I saw that video.
And it was a 3-minute long video of everything going on, and one guy was upset about it. Oh, great. He's already posting me about his next build. He's having me build another computer. So we got it all together. I got it running, but the guy was like, I think it's pretty messed up that, you know, these are built and guys can't get a call. And I was like, dude, I'm in the same boat. I built this for somebody else.
Right.
And he was able to get his hands on it. But he says, me personally, I'm still rocking my RX 480 that I've been rocking for some time now. So it's like, I completely understand with you. And he didn't post anything back, but it's like, I get a lot of people are still a little upset because they can't get their hands on cards, but
it's frustrating, you know, because I mean, a lot of people want to be able to do what they just do what they want to do, you know, but
and it seems like there's far too many cards in the hands of, like, there are literally miners out there that are, they've got racks and racks of cards, and there's people that can't get it. It's like, are the card manufacturers really focusing that much on just the high end cards of the miners?
It's what it seems like to me. I mean, honestly, that's what's sad and frustrating.
It is. It is. But like I said, I got that build put together. It looked really, really good. Mm-hmm. I probably would have done something, a few things different, because it's the first time I've used a liquid cooling distribution block.
Mm-hmm.
Because instead of one long continuous loop, which I'll probably, the graphics card, it was three cards on one loop. It's one loop, but it goes from the pump to the distribution block. And then in the distribution block, it goes out to one line goes to three cards. Excuse me. One line goes to three cards. The second line goes to the furthest run to the two cards on the end. And the third furthest one from the inlet goes down to the CPU and comes back up.
Okay.
And then those come back into the block and go one line to the radiator. Then radiator feeds down and goes into the back into the pump. Okay. So, yeah, it's that's a build that took quite a bit to get done.
I can imagine.
But we got it all done, and it looks great. It runs great from what I understand. He said, man, it's heavy, because he didn't bring all the adapters. I couldn't get it work. All I can get it working was on my tester power supply.
Mm-hmm.
I could not get it running on the two power supplies, so I couldn't fire up all the cards at once.
Yeah.
So I couldn't test the cards. But I got the loop running. I got the motherboard running. Mm-hmm. Pretty much all he had to do was slap on his stuff and get going.
I was going to say, you did your part.
Exactly. But it was a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed doing that build just from the challenge. It took 3 days for me to get it done. Three evenings.
Okay.
You know, work, come home from work.
Right.
If you guys are wondering why we didn't get the podcast done, I was building a mining rig.
See, it was not my fault this time.
Yeah. And it wasn't even mine. It was for somebody else. But yeah, that's why we didn't podcast last week, because I was like, I told him I'd hammer down and get it done for him. So
okay.
I did. I got it done. He's picking up a couple of more lower end graphics cards for personal rigs that he wants me to build for him. So he literally just sent me a message because he's got a bunch of stuff. There's two different sizes of tubing you can get. And the motherboard he got actually has a bunch of fittings for larger style tubing. Well, he ordered a bunch of stuff. And
nice.
Like, I want to get my next build. Like, I literally, the rig that's been here on my floor for 6 to 9 months.
Yeah.
The only thing he needs to do is bring me a graphics card, and this thing would be back out the door and back in his hands. It's just been sitting here. And actually, the front of the case got wrecked, but he did that. And that's what I'm going to tell him anyway. Because I don't know where those dents come from, but yeah. So yeah, last week I spent most of my week, and then I had a couple of nights free, and I played some games, and then the past 2 days I've been like, I was like, I'm gonna sit down and work on some characters in World of Warcraft. Have not gotten to it. I hopped in, some raid members have been on this week, or some guildy members have been on this week, so I was like, you know what, let's do some stuff. There's a bunch of stuff I've not done with guilds, because since Shadowlands has been utter garbage, and Blizzard has been utter garbage lately, as of late. Not the dev, not the bulk of the devs, just the upper management.
Yeah,
of
yeah.
course they've been
the brass.
The C suits, the high tailored trash pandas.
trash pandas, I like it.
It's been really, really difficult because a lot of the there's not a whole lot of people playing. A bunch of the people in the guild jumped from World of Warcraft and they went over to New World.
Mm.
I played it for a little bit. I couldn't really get into it.
Mm.
It's far too realistic. If I'm gonna play realistic, I just want to shoot things.
Like in 7 Days to Die.
Exactly. Or and even then it's just goofy enough to be fun.
Mm-hmm.
But New World, it's a good game. It really is. And I know a lot of people love it. I just couldn't get into it as much. I've kind of been just soloing and doing stuff by myself in World of Warcraft and having fun with that, playing 7 Days to Die, keeping the server up. Beyond that, it's just I didn't get anything done this week, and I got the kids over tomorrow. And the other thing I did, and I figure we can get into this. I'm not even keeping track of time. I don't even know what time it is. We are not live streaming this tonight. Because I've got so much stuff set up and booked. Mm-hmm. I bought myself something for Christmas.
He bought a toy.
It's
not a toy.
I bought myself, and I'll tell the story on it.
Okay.
So I bought myself an Elgoo Neptune 2S. And if anybody knows what that is a 3D printer. It's a 250 millimeter, 250 millimeter by 250 millimeter tall 3D printer. And I am so far loving this thing. Now, here's the story on it. I've been itching to get one. I think I've talked about it with you for a long mm-hmm. time. And it was Christmas time. The kids were taken care of. And I was just like, you know what? I can probably get this and make some money. You know, I can build stuff with this. And so I proceeded to, I asked Dustin. I asked Dustin Davis.
Yes, that's right. Dustin, you told me that story. Yeah.
If you were, what printer would you, because he's been doing 3D printing for years. And I was like, what 3D printer would you recommend for a new person? And he goes, get the Neptune 2. I was like, okay, cool. He says, yeah, just get it. They're really simple. And they really are. And he says, that's one I would highly recommend because it's a good starting point, but you can do a lot with it.
Mm.
It's really, really, it's a really good solid 3D printer. I was like, all right, cool, cool, cool. So I threw it in my Amazon shopping cart. You know how, I don't know how I am with shopping. I'll put something they were on sale for $180. And I threw it in my shopping cart and then I stepped back. I was like, that's $180. Do I really need to spend that kind of money? Like, am I going to get my money out of this? Should I really spend the money on this? I don't know if I should. So I sat there thinking about it. And then 2 days go past and they're out of stock.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, crap. All right, well, let me search for other ones. And so I searched for Neptune 2 and I saw the Neptune 2S. I was like, huh. But it was $230, I think, $240.
Mm-hmm. Somewhere around there.
Yeah, $229, something like that. And I was like, all right, I threw that in my cart. And then I sat on it for another day.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking about it. And I started doing the research on it. And I found what I found out was the Neptune 2, if anybody's interested, the Elgoo Neptune 2, Neptune 2S, they're the same thing. The difference is the 2S model is the S has all the upgrades that people do to them, to the normal base Neptune 2. So the Neptune 2 has a normal bed that you have to clip. There's a little, it's like a plastic or mm-hmm. it's a specific kind of build, what they call a build plate. And you have to clip it on most people clip it on with paper, like binder clips.
Okay.
And this one doesn't have that. This has actually got an upgraded one where they put a magnetic layer across the build bed. And you get this metal build plate.
Nice. Okay.
So the metal build plate magnetizes to that. It's a heated bed, so it works out.
Mm.
Then the two little, you have to level the bed. Well, the level roller wheels on the standard one are plastic. These are metal.
Yeah.
They're the nice red anodized, and they have got the upgraded springs underneath. The other two things is the what they call the dual gear extruder, which is what pushes the plastic PLA thread, string, whatever you want to call it.
The material that actually creates what you're printing.
Yes. That the metal, the standard one's mostly, it's like a plastic housing. This is a dual gear red one, and it's all some aluminum. And then the tube that goes from the extruder down to the head is an upgraded tube as well. Those are all like standard community upgraded stuff.
Nice.
That if you were to buy them individually. Now, the other thing is like the magnet, you would literally have to try to stick that on yourself.
Mm-hmm.
This came already done.
Ready to go. Ready for you just to put it together and nice. Okay.
And because most people, like, they've had to do tricks in order to get decent prints because sometimes it just, the build plate just didn't work right.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they estimate it's like $83.
Something like that. I've watched the video. It's around $80, $85 is what they save.
So you're saving like $20-$40
if you just buy this model. Okay.
So I went ahead and bought this model.
Now, I want to ask something, if you don't mind, real quick. The metal build plate. Okay, is that dual sided or is it?
It. Yes and no.
Okay.
There's people that say that basically what it is the top one's textured, the bottom one is smooth. I'm assuming the reason why they did the textured is so while it's printing, it adheres right.
Right, I can see that.
But the texture is actually not bad. Did you see the bottom of the Buddha?
I didn't.
Yeah, look at the bottom of the Buddha. That's what it print. That here, let me grab it for you.
Okay. He's grabbing this little, it's a test print. It's an adorable little Buddha or.
Basically when you get it, it comes with an SD card.
Okay. Yeah. And it's got that nice little texture to it. I like that. So, Yeah.
But the nice thing is when you print stuff off, like the standard one, you literally have to use a scraper. So far, I have only had to use a scraper one time on one thing.
Mm.
And that was to get the outer pre-print.
Nice.
It does some little printing in order to get the feed going. For the most part, these parts will pop right off of it. It's got enough of an adhesion to print, but then when you go to pop it off, and the thing is if you lift up the build plate, that it's flexible too.
Oh, nice.
It'll pop and fall off.
Oh, so you got to be careful. Because depending on what you're printing, if it lands on the ground, you could break something, and then you just kind of threw away possibly a day or two.
Let's see here. It took me about 30, 40 minutes to build it.
Okay.
Because I didn't know. It's a 20-minute build. Yeah, if you know what you're doing. Me, I had no clue. So me and my daughter put it together. And I had a video of my daughter doing some of the screwing stuff. She helped me put that thing together. And then the next day on Sunday is when I did the final adjustment on the bed, getting that tightened down, and then did the bed leveling. And then I did my first print, which was that. And this was because it was already on the memory card. So I was like, okay, I'll print it. And this is what printed out. And then I realized I didn't have a few things tightened. That's why some of this just doesn't look right. It just didn't. So I went through and tightened everything down. And then proceeded to run my first print, which was that tool holder. And I don't know if I explained that to you. It comes in the file. Let me grab it.
Yeah, that's the little tool holder that holds all
it
the...
It is. Yeah. It is. And basically what it is I originally printed where it was orientated like this. And the problem is, as anybody knows, is if you have any flat surface that has air gap, you can't just print it that way because it'll fall down. It just won't print right.
Hmm.
You have to build what they call little stands. And basically, it's little risers and you break them off. Well, the problem is I couldn't get them out.
Right.
So what I did was when I did my second print, I went in the software and orientated it like this. So none of this needed a lift stand. The only place I need to put a stand is right here. And being as a tool holder, it doesn't look right. It doesn't. It printed, but it's kind of a little ugly right there. But it doesn't matter. That's where the tool goes. That's all I care about.
That's right. Its job is to hold the tool. That's it.
All the rest of this didn't work. It printed nice and clean. So there was one little thing I learned. And so I've been having a lot of fun. I'm right now. I've had a dice skull. What do they call it? Dice tower.
The Desert's Kiss. I think Dice Tower.
Dice Tower. It's free. It's free to download for your own personal use, and that's what I'm doing. I bought some generic gray. Mm-hmm. PLA to test it out. If you guys don't get any 3D printing, I'm having fun with it. I really am. It's just like I am 3D printing stuff. I've had Blender installed for a while. This is going to hopefully get me into working with Blender a little bit more, and so I can kind of make my own things.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I had some ideas to make some stuff, but unfortunately, the size of it. It would be too big for this little printer, but this is a good starting point. This is exactly
now this printer. You said it prints the size. It's 250 millimeters. It's tall. 250 by 250 by 250.
No. 220. Okay. 220 wide. 220 deep. 250 millimeters. Gotcha. Tall.
Okay. 220 wide. 220 deep by 250. Okay. Now, I ask this because, I mean, you know, as some of you guys might remember, I'm married to an artist, and I remember you showed me this video a couple of weeks back, or a video about this printer. I went home, I got the link, you know, I have messaged you, asked you to send it to me, showed it to her, and it's something that we're kind of excited about getting.
Yeah.
You know, but it did kind of raise the question of how difficult would it be to make something completely original, you know
that
what I mean?
Okay, so when it comes to that, you can download the STL files. Mm-hmm. Which are basically 3D image files prepped for this kind of stuff. But to create your own, you have to work with 3D, three-dimensional software.
Okay.
Now, there is Cura that you can use, but the you can use Blender. You can use, there's the more professional paid software like AutoCAD. Oh, what is it called? There's a specific Autodesk soft version of AutoCAD that is more tailored towards this kind of stuff.
Okay. All right.
There's SolidWorks, and SolidWorks is a very old school 3D CAD software specifically designed. It's been designed and been around since the 90s, if I remember correctly, for doing CNC millwork. So these guys have been working with XYZ Access based tools for years.
Nice.
So you can actually, if you design something in 3D Studio Max, you can export it out and import it in with Cura with the software it has, and then it'll basically, the software it comes with is called a slicer, and essentially it's basically that's what it's doing. The 3D printer has to build things in layers, and it builds and builds and builds and builds and builds. What the program does is it takes your three-dimensional object, the way you have it set up on the, it basically shows you a box, and that is the build plate, and it'll keep everything within the size limits of this. And basically what it did goes, it goes, okay, you've got this, it's this height, so it's going to be, okay, like this thing is like 1,040, 1,070 layers.
Okay.
I think that's the 1,070 is how many layers it is. And it slices it up. So it actually, what it does is it creates a file for them that is the math calculations of where the X, Y, and Z axis need to have to move the head around.
Okay. Gotcha.
And then how much of, you'll notice the extruder is actually will change its feed rate as you're going along apart. Like when it's doing the thicker wall stuff, I think it's spinning, it's eating up, you can see it eating up right now. It's doing the thick wall part, so it's eating up a little bit more filament.
Right, yeah. But
when it gets to the thinner,
it's moving a little faster and using a little less. Yeah, I got you. Okay, yeah, I can see
it.
It
adjusts the amount of filament it needs to shove in order to...
It's really cool to watch for someone like me. I mean, just to watch it work, it's like you're seeing it go, you know, from those thick layers and to the thinner layers. And I enjoy watching stuff like that.
Yeah.
So, you know, I've been having a lot of fun with it. It's pretty entertaining.
I've already tossed a few items into 3D into Blender and was adjusting them. I'm trying to work with a few other things where I can take in logos and be able to take in a logo and 3D print the logos. Like I was going to do my A logo.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to try printing something out like that. Maybe like my kid's name or something like that.
Yeah.
Just something fun. I was also going to, next year I'm with this, I'm changing up what I normally do. Normally every year we go out and buy a Christmas ornament. Next year I'm going to work with the kids and we're going to print our own Christmas ornaments.
Nice.
But we're going to, rather than go to the store and settle for whatever's left. And this year was horrible. This year we couldn't find anything. It was sucked.
Yeah.
So next year it's going to be, probably a month before, we're going to sit down and like, all right, what do we want to,
what are we making this week, Dad?
This year's ornaments. And actually what I'm hoping I can do is I can 3D print on the ornament what year it is.
That would be really cool.
So So next year, my current plan is that we're going to 3D print our own Christmas ornaments.
Excellent.
Yeah. So I've got so many plans with this thing and I'm having a lot of fun with it.
Watching this thing print this, if you've never seen the picture of it, it's called the Desert Kiss skull dice tower, I believe, is what it is. It's a really cool thing. It's like the skull, and you know, you just drop your dice on the top of it, I think in the eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Once it's all finished and everything, that's where you'll drop the dice, and then it comes out the mouth. It's a cool looking piece.
And you guys don't know what a dice tower is. It's actually pretty neat concept of you put something in and it tumbles the dice, so it takes out any possibility. I don't know if it was meant to be a unique way of rolling dice, or if it eliminates the whole, I think you're cheating.
Yeah, I think so. I think that's what it was originally, but it's still a pretty cool idea. I like
it.
It really is.
There's a couple of other dice towers I'm going to be printing.
Great for tabletop gamers. You know, if you are a tabletop gamer and
it's a great set piece too. It's a good display piece.
It is. It's really cool.
I've got some really cool. You saw the PLA. I've ordered some different colored PLA that's coming.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I'm so looking forward to this. Like I said, I bought a spool of gray because it's like, I need enough of some generic crappy color. This would still be a decent color. Like a regular gray would be a good base color just to, if you're going to paint the entire thing.
Yeah.
Painting these are easy. They're really, really easy. Everybody shows you, you know, all you do is you do any initial cleanup, spray it down, spray it with, what do they call it? Fill primer, spray fill
okay.
primer.
All right.
And then paint on top of it. Most people, what they do is they hand paint.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They paint over it and call
it good. It's got enough texture to where you could probably do that just as it is, but I would still do the layer of primer on it.
No, they say you must, because the regular paint will have, it doesn't adhere to the plastic very well.
Okay. All right.
It'll basically, and then after that you do, it's like a silk satin or whatever clear coat over the top to seal it.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. So I've got a couple of mugs I'm going to do. Like I said, I'm finding some Christmas ornaments. There's a couple of light switches I want to do for my kids. I'm trying to think if there's anything I'm going to make for my kids for their birthdays. And, you know, I'm there's so many things I want to do with this thing. So,
you know, I mean, really though, the options are kind of, I mean, I know you're kind of limited, but it's limitless at the same time, I guess. Cause I mean, you can do your own picture frames, you know, and you know, you make a frame for that year's holiday picture.
Even if you could make, well, this is a little small to do picture frames unless it's a really small picture.
Well, that's what I was thinking.
You can do, but what some people will do is they will do picture frame corners.
Mm-hmm.
Like they will print something that glues to the picture
frame
corner.
There you go. Yeah.
And it just adds that little extra pop to the picture frame. So
then, you know, that's your, you know, you created that
exactly.
And your holiday picture, whatever, you know, I mean, birthday pictures, you know, there's all kinds of stuff you can do with it. It's a pretty cool idea.
And the nice thing is all the STL files you find, you can actually load them into Blender and make some changes to it.
Nice. Okay.
I'm still figuring out how to do that.
You're still playing with. See, that's that, when I get one, I've got Ray. Ray, how do I do this, man? Have you done this yet?
I gotta beg Dustin to come over and give me some pointers.
Well,
I'm trying to find some YouTube videos. It's just Blender is, there's a steep learning curve.
I'm not the tech guy, so yeah, I
it's not that it's technical,
like,
the problem is
like
that
a caveman trying to work a pistol.
The problem with Blender is there's to be able to do as much as they possibly can, their bulk of it is in shortcut keys.
Oh, okay.
And I'm probably going to have to find a keyboard mat or a printable shortcut deal to tell me what keys do what in Blender, because but there's, like I said, once you, I've watched videos of people doing stuff with Blender and just watching them go at it, I'm like, holy crap, that's amazing. Like, I want to, like, I really wish I can do this. Somebody asked me if I can do a trophy for them, and I'm like, well, I got to first learn how to do the stuff.
Let me learn how to do it, and then I can do it.
Yeah, exactly. And so it's one of those deals where I wouldn't mind doing it, but I want to learn how to do it. I need to get the basics of Blender down. Right now, I'm just finding files and printing them.
Yeah.
And but I'm loading them into Blender and looking at them and stuff like that. But most of the time when you get an STL file, like with a Blender file, when you're editing in Blender, you'll have the various, like each tooth and stuff will be an individual piece you can select and augment and stuff.
Right.
Well, when you get the STL file, all of that is omitted. It's one piece with various vertices and stuff on it. So you would literally have to manually go through and slice it up, and that would be way too much work.
But it would still be fun.
It would be. But like I said, I do want to make some stuff. I do want to, I'm trying to figure out how to make things. And there's like I said, the initial learning curve is not that bad, but you're going to just accept the fact that when you get to 3D printer, you're going to make some mistakes.
Oh yeah.
But the, like how much detail is on the, like the, like even like the little hair details is so neat on this little Buddha that I printed out.
Right.
Because I'm having fun with it. I really am.
Yeah.
I'm enjoying myself.
And that's the important thing. You gotta have fun with what you're doing. You know, yeah. I mean,
I kind of wish I would have picked one up a long time ago. I can be ahead of the curve, but I'm glad I got one now. And me and my daughter are going to have fun. She gets to pick. I think this will be done by the time they come over tomorrow, and she'll be able to tell me what
what you're doing next.
What I get to print next. I'm pretty sure it's going to be another skull, but I've got, like I said, I ordered those two colors of PLA, and I'm going to be printing off a few more items. There's some mugs and stuff I want to do, and the light switches for my daughter that I want to get printed off. So once I get enough, I think what I'll do is with the light switches, once I get them printed, I'll sand them and paint those for my daughter.
There you go.
Maybe I'll just do them in a flat, do it in that satin black and call that good. I don't know. I'll figure it out. But there's so much stuff I want to play around with. There's so much little cool little ooh, ah, yeah, me do that now. Have fun with it.
That's next, and that one's after that.
it's kind of cool to sit here and watch it, but the skull tower I've been printing has been going for 2 days now. This is where, like, I started that Sunday afternoon. No, that was started Monday.
Okay,
so that was yesterday. This is after this. That was basically, I started the initial one, and it ran overnight, and early Monday morning I realized it was messed up, so I stopped it and restarted. So that was started, I can't remember how early it was, but it was early Monday morning is when I started that one. So that's a little bit over, so it's going to be like a 2 day print.
Okay. All right.
There's some items that are a 3 day print. There's some items that are just a 1 day print. Some items I've got, they're just 3 hours. So it's not bad. It's a lot of fun. It really is. I'm enjoying it.
I wouldn't care about time, because I would be the cat that's just watching it.
Yeah.
Be like, ooh, it went from just the steel plate to this really cool thing.
Yeah.
layer by layer.
Those who get curious, if you go to the show notes, there'll be a link to it. So it's the Elgoo Neptune 2S.
Yes.
There'll be a Amazon Associates link on Amazon for you to click on if you would like to find one. Like I said, currently they're available. $240, I think, is what they were.
Around there. I want to say on the outside, probably about $260. But I mean, really, it's not bad.
No, it was like $240. It was like $229, $239 is what they were selling for.
I may have saw another one. I'm thinking. Okay.
But that one wasn't the official Elgoo store.
Oh, okay.
That was somebody else's store, and I think they were adding a few extra things to it.
Gotcha. Okay.
Me personally, I just got the 3D printer and picked the colors I wanted.
Mm-hmm.
I think they were including a couple of roll, like a, they were including a roll of filament
Well, the thing is I'd rather get one. Also, one other trick, and I learned this from Dustin as well, do not get anything but PLA, either PLA or PLA Plus.
Okay.
Now, be very, very careful. Okay. This is my complete caution. I mean, you were aware of this. Be very, very careful when you search for that on Amazon or Google, because you will sit there and be mesmerized by the amount of colors and variant of colors and the gradient colors. And I've been sitting there going, I want that, and I want that, and I want that.
His wish list is growing and growing. It's like,
ooh, I like that, and I want that, and I want that. Ooh, and that one looks nice too. Yeah. So, I picked the graded black gradient, they call it a rainbow, but it's basically,
it
goes to, from a bronze
now
to a black.
Now that's not the one that I was originally talking about, but that one was really cool. You need to link that. I think
I'll link that one. Those you guys, that's the one on link.
And that's a really cool, color.
I'm going to do a scroll on that one. And that my daughter's probably going to claim that one.
Absolutely. As she should.
I'm also need to get the flat black, because the solid black, because there's a couple of items that my daughter, I know I'm going to print for my daughter for her birthday, and I need to get, well, I probably have to set the buy or something, because I don't know if I'm going to have enough time to get it all done with all these computers and stuff I'm building. Anyway, I don't know if you noticed that big, huge Synchro case sitting there, but that was part of the trade deal I didn't even get paid for Victor's deal. It was a trade deal. And, I'll show you that, but that's the Synchro Q7 series case with the matching power supply. It's not a standard power supply. And I'm kind of looking at that like, crap, I don't know if I want to use that. I'll show you in a minute. I can use the case. I just can't use the power supply. Is
monstrous.
It's a beautiful power supply, but it has a split power supply kind of thing.
Oh,
I'll show you in a little bit. But okay. Anybody seen the Synchro stuff? It's really, really nice. But that was part of the trade deal, plus a 11th gen i7 processor, which eventually I'll upgrade once I can get a motherboard and RAM for it, and a new SSD. Beyond that, though, yeah, I'm having way too much fun doing this printing of stuff.
As he's been talking, I've been watching this this Dice Tower print, and I'm mesmerized by it. It is. It's really cool.
That we got the bottom portion of the right eye socket, and the guys who designed this one are brilliant, because they designed it in a way where it doesn't require any cleanup or risers.
It's
so detailed.
I'm looking at this thing and I'm like, okay, until I get one, I'm going to be buying rolls of filament and bringing them to Ray saying, I would like a couple of things printed and whatever's left is yours.
Yeah, there you go. So, yeah, my adventures are rebranding. Like I said, the links of the two colors I did pick up, they're absolutely beautiful colors. There's also some more blues that I want. But the Elgoo Neptune 2, I will have a link on the show notes. Check it out. I'm loving this little guy. I really, really am. I love... I'm up to my first. I basically said I printed three little. I printed that little bag clip. This is a chip clip.
Mm-hmm.
I printed that out, but it was my first one. And the first time I grabbed it, I was like, "All right, does it open?" Snap! It's because of the infill. I should have done infill on it. I should have done it a solid piece, but yeah, it just didn't survive.
Hey, we live and learn. Exactly, you know what I mean? Exactly. Now you know what to do for next time. So
yeah, I'll do another print, but I just wanted to try one out and see how it worked out.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I think if I do a solid print, it'll be a lot better. But skull's coming out nicely. I'm probably going to have to immediately. That's the other cool thing is once you just load them onto the SD card, and I'm one of those people that I have all of them in, like the STLI downloads are saved. I have a Google Drive folder on my computer,
mm-hmm.
so everything is backed up. So I have the Google Drive, and then when I change it, it creates the G code. The G code is what you load on the SD card, and this reads and prints.
Okay.
Okay. All my G code files are saved too.
Nice.
Backed up online. So I've got all the G codes I can copy off. And like I said, eventually I'm almost tempted if this works out as well, I'm half tempted of picking up another one.
Well, Just saying.
Yeah, it's, I know.
There's always possibilities. Exactly. There's always avenues to explore. Considering the fact that I'm one of your friends that deals in vintage toys and certain things that people really want and can't get their hands on anymore.
Exactly.
You know, if we can figure out a way to create these things, I can guarantee you money coming in.
Yeah. Well, and that's the whole thing. I was like, I did this for two reasons. One, a little bit of side money. The main thing was something me and my kids. Like, I
really,
and my daughter's already taken a liking to this thing. Mm-hmm. I'm hoping this week me and her can sit down on the computer. I'm going to see if I can get Blender installed on her laptop.
Nice.
Maybe I can get her to design some stuff and then we 3D print it.
Very cool.
What I'm hoping for.
Very cool.
So the main thing I bought this for was something for me and the kids to have fun with. But the other thing was, is maybe I can make a little side money on the side. I mean, that'd be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's where I'm at with it. Anybody was ever interested, buy one. Have some fun with it. I'm having so much fun with the Yelgu. It works really well. Once you get it set up and dialed in, take your time with it. Don't rush the build plate leveling. Get that done right. It spent about 20 minutes doing it just because I was kind of a little careful about it. And I didn't know, you know, I was learning as I went, but I finally figured it out. There's a video they actually have a video on the SD card that you can watch, or you can go to YouTube and they've got the video there as well.
Okay.
It's printing really well. I'm kind of looking at the resin printers too. And now I'm starting to look at all the various printer types. I'm like, ooh, I like that one too. But there's a bigger model you can buy, which are like $300 and $400. Or you get up into the more higher end, which is the Ultimakers, and those are like thousands of dollars.
Right.
But those you have a bit like this. When you get in the lower end, this is what I've been learning so far. When you get with the bigger ones, you get more flexibility and more finer attunements to things. Like with the Elgu, the stepper motors they have into it, the thickness of your layers, build up layers, is hard set. You cannot adjust that. The only thing you can adjust, you get two adjustments. The infill, which is whenever it prints the outside layer, the outside walls, okay? The inside void, it'll create, you can either tell it none whatsoever or a percentage of how much it fills. And basically what it does is it creates a little...
Like a cage, almost.
Like a skeleton. It's a box.
Yeah.
Basically hash marks. That it builds up these little thin walls inside for structural rigidity. That's really what it is. And you can go through and make it either 80, you know, you can tell it how much you want. And the larger it gets, the less material it uses, so it prints a little bit quicker. But like even on an item like that, it shaves off 5 minutes of a 3-day print.
Okay, all right.
But it uses up a little bit less material. It's not a dramatic burn, but it does help. Mm-hmm. The other thing is you can adjust the thickness of the walls too. So for stuff like those mugs I was looking at, you can go with a little bit thicker. And basically what it does is it won't adjust the outer dynamer, but the inside will make it a little bit thicker.
Okay. All right.
To make the walls a little bit stronger.
Okay.
But it takes more time because it's got to
fill that space in.
Exactly. Okay. So, and you can see if you look on here, like when it built this, like if I crack this open, you will see in some of these voids, those hash marks. But the other thing you will see on when it'll print the outer side and then it cuts back and forth. Look at the top. You can see how it goes back and forth. Now with that, you can actually, that's an area where you can sand to smooth that out or just leave it. So. Anyway, Elgu Neptune 2, it's a buddy of mine, Dustin Dave turned me on for it. I am so very happy with it. I'm nerding out like crazy because I'm like, I can build dice towers. I can make Christmas ornaments. I've been looking at light switches. I've been looking at printing light switches, little lights. I'm actually trying to figure out, once I get this printed, I'm going to look at a way of printing, putting LEDs into it. I'd like to be able to run LEDs. I don't know how I'm going to do it, but I want to figure out how to put.
I can help you figure that out.
A little bit of LED lighting inside of it. because I got a ton of LED, little LEDs I can work with, but I don't know how feasible it is.
Right.
So we'll play around. I'll play around with it and see, see what we do. And maybe I can do a single LED up inside and make it glow. And I don't know. I'll play around with it. I've got a lot I want to do. So yeah, that's me. My adventures in 3D printing. I've been playing with it for the last week. Building computers, why we didn't do podcasting last week. So I'm having a blast. I hope I didn't bore you guys too much about it. It's something I've really, really been excited about. I've got one. I'm playing with it. I'm having fun with it. So I'm kind of upset with myself. I didn't do it before, but now I am.
Hey, you're here now, so you know.
Exactly. Exactly. So I think it's about time we wrap things up.
Yep.
I think we ran our hour. Thank you guys so much for joining us. We love you guys.
Thank you for coming back.
Yeah, so many. I've had several people message me. I was like, I don't get to catch it all the time, but we do catch it. Dude, the fact that you listen to us, we love you.
Right, exactly.
Thank you so very much. And really appreciate everybody coming, hanging out with the Nerd Cave Show channel, coming on the website, following me and tagging us in general on social media. Like I said, this episode we did not do on live stream because with the 3D printer set up, I didn't have time to get it all set up correctly. So I was just like, you know what? Tonight's just going to be a recording. Nice, relaxed evening. Thank you guys so much, very much for joining us. Like I said, check the link for the Elgu or the two colors that I've recently picked out. If I come up with any more, next week, I'm hoping to have the original author and recently released updated version of the Cold Eyes Half-Life mod.
Nice.
I'm hoping to have him on next week. So we're talking about it, but we'll see how things go.
Hopefully it works out.
Yeah, I've been doing all the audio editing on the mod. That's literally another thing. I spent several hours this morning editing audio. I edited all of them, and then you sent me the original source files and a couple other things, and I wound up editing, cleaning them up, mastering them out for the use of the mod. And he's chopping them up and doing what he needs to with them. I'm hoping next week I can get him on the mod, but he's been hammering away at the mod. Mm-hmm. Remember when I fed the bug to him?
Yeah,
he's been so Cold Ice Beta 1. You probably saw the post. I posted it on Facebook and everything else. It's on ModDB. So it has been touched since 1999 or 2000, and just got an update. And
nice.
It's for the original Half-Life, but I think there's talks about updating it and porting it over to Source, Half-Life Source.
Oh, cool. Okay.
So we'll see. We'll see how that goes. Like I said, anything, go check us out, nerdcaveshow.com or audiocrazy.com. Audiocrazy.com will have all the show notes, all the links for you to clicky-click. Hang out. Come check us if you can. Throw us a couple bucks on Patreon. That will always help us out. Regardless, if you just hang out.
If you just listen, we appreciate that,
too. Oh, we love you guys.
You know, I mean, the fact that you sit through and hear us ramble on really means a lot to us. So, you know,
it really does. And I hope everybody has a great New Year's.
Safe New Year's also, yes.
And we will see you in 2022.
Yeah, it will be. It will be then, won't it?
Man,
so we'll see you next year.
Yeah, see you guys next year.
Had to throw the dad joke in there.
Exactly. All right, everybody. You guys have a great evening and see you in 2022.